Johnson Show, where we focus on the secrets of the extraordinarily successful. And today, what I want to share with you is a short clip from the interview that I had with Gabe Strom, who is an expert in the social media and software development space within the internet marketing world. So he's got phenomenal results, just incredible insight for entrepreneurs that are, you know, just getting started or very advanced in your career. He can help you with all different areas. So today, the show, the clip just talks about him talking about the mistakes he made and also talking about his backwards blueprint, which helps entrepreneurs have their goal in mind and then reverse engineer to figure out what they need to do to achieve that. And also, if you want to learn more about how you can start broadcasting your message and get a global audience listening to you on a daily basis, head over to chrisgilbertson.com and download my free guide that talks about the power of podcasting and why it's so important. Because I want to let you know right now, things are changing with Google. The algorithms of Google are completely changing, and they're taking into fact exactly how much influence you have from social media outlets that are coming in and commenting on your blog, coming in and, you know, interacting with your content. And that's why I'm so excited for you to listen to Gabe, because he really is the expert in social media space. So without further ado, I'm going to let you listen to this clip with Gabe.
So, you know, you have a product that I went through, and it's called the Backwards Blueprint. And that's how you, because this is kind of leading into helping people with that webinar idea, is how do you help them figure out what their strategy should be or what they should do their webinar about? So can you tell us more about what you do with your clients with the Backwards Blueprint?
Yeah, this is a coaching process that I believe was divinely inspired, and I've worked with several mentors in my life, and kind of I got pieces from each one of them. And one of the things that I found, I really enjoy coaching, and if you don't coach now, I'd recommend doing it just for the personal growth alone that you'll receive from your clients. But most people that you'll work with, you know, they a lot of people want the same things. They want more time freedom. They want more money in their business. But I found that those tend to be the flower of the results, for example. And right. To produce that flower, there has to be some kind of a stem of the plant, and there has to be roots in the ground, there has to be nutrients and water and all these things that happen, photosynthesis behind the scenes, to produce that fruit, that plant that people want. Well, you know, in this analogy, we'll call it money or success or whatever it is. So most people have never really dove down deep to ask those questions and find out what's the root underneath the skin of what's going on in their subconscious mind, their life, what's going on with their belief systems. All those things have a kind of a natural governing power over the results that we get in life. So the Backwards Blueprint is a coaching process that, like I said, after working with coaches for many, many, many years, I refined this as a tool to help people get clear. Not just on what their passion is and what the shortest path from A to B, what we'll say if they want to raise their income from $5,000 to $10,000 a month is a pretty common goal for a lot of entrepreneurs getting started. And we take a look deeper and say, what's going on beneath that? And, you know, in the long run, when we look back on your success, what's going to make you happy? And if you can align your passions, your gifts, and your talents all in one area and love what you do, you'll be 10 times more successful than if you're just chasing that flower result of the money by itself. So my goal and the purpose of that coaching process, it's a specific process and questions that we go through, is to help people get clear on their passion and their purpose, so they're not just building a business and 5 years from now they say, what the hell, where am I at now? I'm not any closer to my dream. Maybe I'm even making more money, and I've worked with people who have achieved that goal and they've been resistant to the process early on, and we help them make more money, and they're still not fulfilled and still not happy and still not building the business of their dreams, leaving a legacy, things like that. So the Backwards Blueprint, it lays the foundation for all of that, and I walk all of my beginning clients through that process, so we have that on file, and they can refer back to that. And then from that framework, we can really build a business designed around their lifestyle, not just around that one-dimensional piece, which is what most people want, which is more freedom and money. So
right, and that is just amazing advice, because a lot of times I think we hear with the information market space when we're trying to find, you know, the so-called mentors, but they're gurus, it's all about the money, and it's really kind of that backwards thinking, and what you talked about is finding that happiness and what truly makes you happy, because that's the whole point of being able to create a business for yourself, to have leveraged time and income. So that's outstanding. So if you, with all the strategies that you've done and you've learned, and you focused on, you talked about webinars as a way to build your list, but what do you think the biggest mistake has been that you've made through internet marketing that you can kind of teach the listeners?
Oh, good question, Chris. I can tell you've been practicing these questions.
The Furby 2 game. I want to know all the
Yes.
answers.
Well, I was listening to your show yesterday before hopping on here, listening to your interview with Tony a little bit too. So
Oh, that's
enjoy
great.
this. Biggest
Good.
mistake. I would say biggest mistake probably comes, two things are coming to mind. The first thing that comes to mind is picking the right business partners. I've started and failed at dozens and dozens and dozens of business. We've had lots of success stories, but we've had probably three times as many, if not more, probably more failures that people don't know about. And one of the things that I've learned from having lots of different partners, I started my first business when I was, I believe, 20. I was a sophomore in college. Is
Yeah.
finding a partner that complements you. And I think a lot of times people, at least in my early days as an entrepreneur, I would go into business with my friends and I would say, oh, we have an exciting idea. And we would get all high on our idea and all excited about the idea and say, oh, we're going to make all this money. And we would live in this fantasy world, but we didn't really have any way to contribute to each other. So any kind of a partnership, and I would recommend having partners. I mean, if you're in business for yourself, a partner can really help and stimulate and take you farther than you can go by yourself. Waking up in the morning, going into your home office or even your regular office, if you don't have that, that sounding board to keep you accountable, move you forward, it can be challenging, and you'll procrastinate. Typically, what I found, at least from my experience. But a partnership is a marriage; it's a business marriage, and so a lot of people don't realize that going into it. And I've had successful partnerships, and I've had a lot of failed partnerships. So finding that right partner that complements you, and the best way to explain that, if you are a passionate, outgoing person. Kind of that sales business development type person, you probably need a structured planning, executing type partner. For example, my current partner, I've partnered up with a brilliant tech marketer. His name is Bill Crosby, for our
Yeah.
software company. And in our partnership now, we've got a real clean relationship. Bill manages all the programming, all the developments, all the implementation of all the ideas. We've got two software that we've built so far. My responsibility is the marketing, the sales, the creating of the message, which is my passion and things that come natural to me. And it's a real great fit. We kind of pick up where the other person leaves off, just like in a successful marriage. So, that's my first tip is to be, weary of cautious of who you go into business with. It can, I've had businesses where we spent years building together and come to find out, you learn secrets about your partners that just don't don't jive with you, and things just don't
Yep.
work out. So that'd be my first big tip. My second big, I guess, biggest mistake that I've made is I've thought about things too long. So as an entrepreneur, we have a lot of ideas, and I guess the remedy for this mistake is to take action quickly on your ideas. I've had a ton of ideas that I've sat on. I've wondered, is this a good idea? And I've thought about it and really spent a lot of time getting ready to get ready. That's been a big mistake, especially early on. I've gotten better at this moving forward. But that's why I suggest if you've got an idea, don't think about it. Don't wonder if there's a need for it. Do some market research, but at some point you got to stop the research and take action and see if there's actually a need. And that's why you're tying me back into the advice I gave earlier of what would I do if I would start over. That's why I suggest creating a sales presentation, creating a webinar or a teleseminar, and testing your idea out. You could literally, if you have an idea, I've got a 7-day plan. You can literally have your idea out to market 1 week from today, if you would just follow a simple process and see if there's the market for it. See if people will buy it. If they do, great. If they don't, you can move on. And that's the closure that I think a lot of people sometimes need. There's a lot of most ideas, most ideas are bad ideas, unfortunately.
Right.
Most ideas won't work. And the problem that I made is I would spend too much time in the research mode, the thinking mode, the analysis paralysis mode, and really the better approach is to take action on that, prove that it works. That's why I suggest spend a couple $100 on some pay-per-click marketing into a webinar, see if it's profitable for you. If it is, great. You can refine it and continue and move on. If it's not, you can bury it and move on to some of your other ideas that may be a little more profitable for you. So those are the two things that came up. Finding the right partners and not thinking about things rather than taking action on them quicker is our first getting into this space, Chris. I spent my and the reason I'm giving this advice, I spent my first year just buying info products, studying trainings. I had a journal full of ideas, and at the end of that first year, I had made no money and I had no results. I had no lists. I had nothing had happened, but I just had all this head knowledge stuff. And if I would have just taken one idea maybe one training that I went through, actually applied it, got some real-world results, it would have put me ahead of where I was at the end of that year. So that's, you know, and I know there's a lot of entrepreneurs that struggle with that. So just know that you're worth it, and, you know, your ideas have value, you have value, and the only way that you're going to be able to find and get that real-world validation to kind of get you over some of those mental blocks that you may be going through is to test it, implement it, and get some feedback from the world.
So take it from Gabe and all of his experience and success and also failures in wanting to step up and start taking control of your business and getting out there and testing the marketplace for your products first. Because I know I have fallen victim to waiting around and trying to make sure the product was perfect. And you don't need to do that. You want to get out there as fast as possible to see if it actually resonates with the marketplace. So again, this is Chris with the Chris Gilbertson Show, where we focus on the highly guarded secrets of the extraordinarily successful, and through expert interviews and millionaire interviews and tips and insights that I've learned through my entrepreneurial journey, we're here to help you make yours even faster, funner, if that's more fun, and to have a blast doing it through your journey. So if you want to, again, head over to chrisgilbertson.com to learn more about the power of podcasting and also to find out some key tips on what's going on with Google right now and how you can start to capitalize and outrank people for keywords that you never thought possible, because there's a huge shift going on right now. So again, head over to chrisgilbertson.com and you can learn more about Gabe and all of his products and services as well. Just click on the post, Gabe Strom. Expert interviews, you can find them there. So again, you go out and you make it an awesome day.